Jeff has a story for us. I know it's going to be fabulous. And at the end of the pew are silver trays that you can pass in for offering to help the children. So come on up, children.
Good morning. Oh, it's so good to see you up here. This is exciting. It is so good to come to church. And I got to tell you, my favorite people in the whole world are actually kids. You guys are the best. You're the best. Did you know? In fact, Pastor Tony has been talking about the book of Genesis. At the beginning of Genesis, as you know, Jesus spoke our world into existence and all of the cool things that we have. And that's great, but if you actually study, you'll learn that what he did is almost more spectacular than what you thought. Because when he spoke, there were tons of laws that came into place. Tons of laws. I love science because it's a kind of a study of things that God has done, and he just spoke it and boom. It all worked. It's why we get to stay on the ground instead of floating up into the ceiling. It's all sorts of cool stuff. And in science, kind of, you start when you're learning things, you say, like, I have a hypothesis. I have an idea. That's what that means. And then you test it. And if it works a couple of times, then you have a theory. But if you test it over and over and over again and it keeps on happening and other people test it, it becomes a law. It means it's always going to happen. And so I want to do a demonstration for you here. And in science, things are supposed to happen every time exactly right. But when I do them, that's not always the case. And so we might switch to a story right afterwards. I also have to tell you I'm a little bit nervous because the last couple times that I've done these sorts of things, it was old carpet and then no carpet, but now it's new carpet. And so we came more prepared. We have paper towels. We may panic and just start cleaning things up. And so, yeah, it's scary. The first thing we have is this. This is a Gatorade bottle. Gatorade bottle. Yeah. That's actually water. It's a little bit of water in there. And this is the Gatorade bottle lid, right? With straws in it. That's so good. In fact, there's only supposed to be two straws, but they were bendy straws, and I didn't want them to bend, and so I had to cut them and then glue or tape some back together. So really, they're just normal straws with tape around them to kind of hold them together. And then this is blue tack. It's called blue tack. You use it to put, like, posters on the wall. We pushed the straws through and then put that around. That kind of makes it airtight-ish. Airtight-ish. It's almost airtight. And as you can see, one straw kind of sticks down farther than the other straw. That's all cute and all. You don't have to worry too much about that. But we want to do some other things. And so first, we need, just to make it a little scarier up here on the nice carpet, we're going to put some food coloring in the water so that you can kind of, it really is more than just to make things scarier for me, but that is what scares me. All right, we'll put some green. We'll put the lid on. We will... It hopefully is turning green. If it's turning black, we've done something seriously wrong. I had something before. I had a plastic knife. Does anybody see a plastic knife? Let's just pretend like, let's stir it with this then. We're going good. It's all working. It hopefully is green. Is it green or is it black? Oh, thank goodness. We're doing better then. Okay, hold on just a second. We're putting water in here, and this is the part where I might blow it. Oh, just a little bit more. And you'll see that the water in here is over the short straw, but not over the long straw, except that this is completely upside down because we're going to do this, right? But then we're going to flip this over, and then that should still work. Are you guys with me so far? And here's another good opportunity to get messed up. But if it works, here's what I need you to do. Not everybody can see. And so when we flip this over, you can't bump the table because it's green, and Pastor Tony's really close to me, and he's got a microphone. And so don't bump the table, but I need you to see this long straw when it's flipped over. See if anything starts coming through that long straw. If nothing comes through, we're done. If something comes through, we talk a little bit more. So let's see what happens here. What goes where? Okay. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
That's good. let's do it this way. All right. So see? Oh, what's happening to the long straw?
It's coming in.
What's coming in?
The green
is coming in. Why is the green coming in? I thought water went down straws. Why is it coming up all by itself?
Is that crazy?
One. Okay, one's going down. So tell me which is which. This is kind of our big bottle. Okay, it's coming down. That part is going up. It's actually bringing water up the straw. Does water usually run uphill? Water usually runs downhill. And actually, if you were to watch it, is this water getting any deeper or shallower?
No,
it's kind of staying the same. If you were to really look, what about this one? You can kind of see this one. Is it getting deeper or is it getting deeper? And if you were to really look, and I don't know that you can, is this thing getting deeper or shallower? Neither. It should be getting a little bit shallower. We're going to stop, otherwise green overflows, and that's when things get bad. Oh, it's still kind of bad, but not that bad. Nice. You see, so hopefully that was kind of cool because water actually went up the straw. That happens when you're like drinking through a straw, but usually when you put a straw into your water doesn't just start shooting up into the air. That would be crazy. But you see, God actually put these laws on earth. He put laws on earth. We know about some of them. We have some of them like the Ten Commandments. Those are laws for us to do good. But he actually spoke some laws into existence, and this is actually called like a siphon. It's called a siphon, and it actually draws water up, and you can use it to move water uphill without carrying it and things like that. And it's kind of a cool thing. It's kind of a weird thing, and sometimes, especially the first time you see it, it doesn't make much sense. There's actually a part to Christianity that still doesn't make much sense to me. And it's actually the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Why? Why is it that when we pray to God, it changes the outcome? And I wish I could explain to you all those things, but here's the deal. In kind of this way, we can see that it does. And that's enough sometimes. We have the faith that prayer actually changes things. And in John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, it says this: "And we can be confident that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. And if we know he is listening when we make our requests, we can be sure that he will give us what we ask for." Thinking about prayer doesn't always make sense, but we can believe that it works, and I can tell you that it does work. I can tell you that because of my grandma and my dad praying for me, it changed everything. The power of prayer is real. And so we want to remember those things. I want to have prayer with you, and then you can collect the offering and head back to your seats. Let's close our eyes and let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for each one of these amazing kids. Lord, you knew them way before they were born, and you have specific plans for each one of their lives. And so as a church, we want to pray for them because we know prayer changes things. So we ask for you to bless them, for you to draw close to them, for you to constantly be with them. We thank you for this church where they can come and learn about you. And Lord, we give each one of ourselves to you and your plans for our lives. Amen.